Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a sustainability presentation from November 2015. Mr. Diederik Janssen, Director of Brand Sales EMEA for Unify Inc., the makers of REPREVE, presents From Trend to Paradigm, Recycled Synthetic Yarns.
My name is Diederik Janssen. I'm with Unify. We're a company that produces polyester yarns. And I'd like to talk to you about the evolution of polyester and the growth of the recycled synthetic yarns that we're seeing in the world today. Perhaps a few words about our company first. We're an American company. We are probably the largest producer of polyester and nylon yarns in the US. We're a 40-year-old company, so we've been making these for a long time. In 2006, we started making recycled yarns. And I think today we are probably the world's largest producer of, I would say, first quality recycled polyester and nylon yarns. Our sales revenue are about $700 million, and we employ 2,500 people in the world. We're a pretty global company. And for those who are in the industry, we are well known for our manufacturing, our research and development, and our product innovation capabilities. Since we're talking about sustainability, I thought it might be a good idea to look at what sustainability really is or find a definition for sustainability, because everybody talks about sustainability, but sometimes we don't really know what it's about. So I went to the Lovell Center for Sustainable Production and see what they have to say about it. And they say that sustainability is the production of creation of goods or services that follow certain criteria. First, they have to be non-polluting. They have to conserve energy and natural resources, obviously. They need to be economically efficient, and they need to have some kind of a social aspect to it as well. So employees need to be happy in the companies that are so-called sustainable. There is also some safe and healthful environment. Fortunately, our product REPREVE meets all these criteria. Sustainability is everywhere. We talk about it a lot. It's a major issue for our environment today, to the point that there are conferences and major conferences being organized, the next one being the Paris Climate Conference, or COP21, the Conference of the People 21, where 195 countries are getting together to define a path forward and reach an agreement to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions so that we keep a global temperature rise of the Earth under 2 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. So it's quite major. And Laurent Fabius, who is the chair of this conference, he happens to be the French Foreign Secretary as well. We really are the first generation to be really confronted and become aware of this sustainability aspect. And we're probably the last one to be able to act upon it. Because if we don't do it now, we don't know what's going to happen, but it could be quite detrimental. And there's no plan B. We have no other planet, no nothing. So the UN has also published, say, 10 actions that we can do. And one of them, number 3 on that list, is to recycle waste and use fewer disposable products. So recycling is an important part of what we do today. We also have to face a global population growth. Never has our population grown so quickly. As you can see from here, between now and the end of the century, we'll add about 50% of the number of people that we are already on Earth. So that's a lot more consumers, which is great for the brands and the retailers. But it also puts a lot of pressure on our resources and on our waste and the way we manage the waste that we create. And the consumers, they change. Before, a consumer was always attracted by the lowest price. Today, people are still attracted by lower prices, but they want to experience of value. They want to know what they're buying. They also ask, what's in it for us as a community? What are we doing? And they look at the ingredients that are on the labels. They go to supermarkets, they want to buy organic or bio products. They go to clothing stores and they look at the labels to see what's in their garments. Green is no longer just one of these things that you hear about, but it's mainstream. And the perception is no longer a person who's wearing, you know, woolen socks and Birkenstocks and sits around in a field, but it's really everybody looks at it. And 70% of consumers are green consumers. I think probably here we all are. If you walk around this show, you probably find that every booth has got some kind of a green product to show. The way we see things happening around us, we see an increasing demand for sustainable products. There's probably no future in just taking, making, and wasting. We have to be a bit more conscious about what we do. And the time is running out. Companies, they know that they have to do something about it. And as the CEO of Unilever said, if companies want to survive in the future, they need to have social relevance. And making sustainable products is going to be a very important part of this. So what are companies doing about this? Well, I've taken a few examples. We have companies, major companies like Adidas, partnering with good causes like Parley for the Oceans. And they've produced this great shoe that is made from recycled fish nets. Now you're gonna say, okay, well, this is a nice shoe, but I've never seen one in the stores, and I don't even know if there'll be one in the stores. It might be a prototype that we'll never see. But with that, they've also said that their objective is to replace virgin polyester with recycled polyester in all their product categories by 2020. So it's a big commitment. And talking about shoes, I mean, they've made these, but the shoes I'm wearing today are made from recycled polyester. It's not only in sports, it's also in fashion. I think most of us have seen the G-Star raw jeans made material recovered from the oceans. Again, in conjunction with Parley and Bionic Yarns, they've made these jeans that are using waste material that has been recycled. But it's not only, let's say, more exclusive brands, but even large retailers like H&M have launched their Conscious Collection. And in the Conscious Collection, you find products that are made with recycled polyester. This is another one that is quite funny, and I'll let you have a look at this short animation. Now, I'd like to show you some statistics, which are never very fun. But we can see that over the last 20 to 30 years, the synthetic fiber market has grown tremendously. We can see that cotton, which is the yellow bars, has remained more or less at the same level, but polyester and nylon, polyamide, have grown tremendously over the years, where they only represented maybe 50% of the market and now represent over 75% of the total fiber market. So it's a tremendous growth, and polyester is really the largest culprit in that. Not that it's necessarily bad, but you know, we have to do something to use less resources to make this polyester. Hence, we need to recycle the polyester we already have. When you look at the global recycled polyester use in the applications, we see that fiber consumes a lot of that. But what we can see also is that there is a growth. So between 2008 and 2012, unfortunately, I didn't have any more figures after 2012. But we can already see that recycled polyester fibers are growing, their volume is growing. And it's the same with staple fibers, particularly in China, which is a big producer of staple fibers. But we can see that the staple fiber market is growing and the recycled market is growing with it as well. So we can make a difference when we recycle. In Europe, only 52% of plastic bottles are recycled. The rest either is burnt or ends up in landfills. Actually, 3/4 of the population would recycle more if they knew that a plastic bottle can be used to make cool products. So that's the message that we at least are trying to promote. We transform waste bottles, and sometimes we add a little bit of fiber waste from our own production, and we transform that into bottle flakes, which are then transformed into chip. And I've got some here for those who want to see it afterwards. And then we make a fiber. So let me show you how this is done in a short animation. This, by the way, is our recycling center where it all happens. This is based in the US, but we have others in China as well. Right, so what is this REPREVE fiber? Well, as we've seen, it's made 100% from recycled materials. It's post-consumer bottles, post-consumer, and sometimes we do add some post-industrial fiber waste in differentiated products. We've engineered the product to make it a first-grade, first-quality product that basically is a drop-in replacement. So anyone who is using virgin polyester today can use REPREVE tomorrow. Just change it, and you won't see the difference. We've made the product traceable. Today, recycled polyester technology is such that two fabrics, one made with recycled polyester, one made with virgin, would look exactly the same, feel exactly the same. So you cannot tell which one is recycled, apart maybe from a white fabric, where the recycled polyester may look a little bit yellower or grayer. But other than that, you can't really see it. So we've decided to make ours traceable, meaning that as soon as we produce the chip, we add a tracer technology, and that follows it through to the fiber, to the fabric, to the garment. So I can go into somebody's closet, find a garment made with REPREVE. We can analyze it and see that REPREVE is in there. Now, because we're also recertified, if I can find REPREVE, I can be sure that it is with recycled polyester. On top of that, we are Ecotex 100 certified, so it's not harmful. It's available quite globally for the mills, whether they're in Europe, in the US, or in Asia. Now, is it really worth it? Well, first, if you use recycled polyester, you're no longer using valuable resources. Polyester comes from oil. So instead of using oil, you'd be using polyester that already exists. So that's a good start. Secondly, you're keeping bottles or polyester waste away from landfills because you're reusing it. So that's another aspect which is pretty good. And the third one is the carbon footprint of recycled polyester, or at least ours, REPREVE, is very positive. We've had Earthshift, a US company that does life cycle assessments, look at our processes and how we make our recycled polyester. And we've compared making just traditional virgin polyester, that's the gray side, and REPREVE, the green side. And by making REPREVE, we reduce energy consumption by 45%. We reduce water consumption by 20%. And we reduce greenhouse gas emissions by over 30%. So I would say that globally, it is worthwhile looking at recycled polyester. We make all the products that you really need or that the industry needs. It starts with staple polyester. We have filament yarn. We also do nylon filament yarn. We even make chip that can go into insulation, fillings, and things like that. So there's really no more reasons to say, oh, well, I cannot find a product. I don't know where to go. Everything is here. Our manufacturing of recycled polyester has increased over the years quite tremendously. I'm sorry, it's in pounds, so it's very US, but if you divide by two, they'll tell you how many kilos we produce. So we used to produce about 20 million kilos, 20,000 tons. We've increased it this year to 35 million kilos, 35,000 tons. And next year, we'll probably go to 50,000 tons. So it's really been a tremendous increase. And that's not due to the fact that we want to produce more. It's due to the fact that we have demand for the product. This demand is driven by the fact that maybe we make a first quality product, but it's also the fact that we are now able to combine it with other properties, performance properties, that a lot of the people in the industry around here like. For example, moisture management, we can include that in a recycled yarn. Flame retardancy, perhaps a little bit less interesting for us here, but we also have different touches and feels. We can imitate the touch of cotton by using a continuous filament polyester yarn. We can introduce stretch. We can introduce waterless dyeing. We can even do water repellency. Unfortunately, it's still based on C6 technology, but still. So I would say the family of products that are available today in the market for recycled polyester is huge. There is no more barriers to mills to say, well, I cannot use this because I don't get the same fabrics. It's the same as virgin, really. And it's versatile enough that you can find it in apparel, in uniforms, hosiery, socks, furniture, you know, wherever, really. We've been working with some major brands to try to help them improve their sustainability factors. And the growth of the number of brands that have joined, let's say, our REPREVE family, if I can tell it like that, is quite tremendous. This is not kilos or tons or whatever. This is really the number of brands that have decided to use our recycled polyester over the years. Our very first customer was Patagonia through Polartec Fleece. But over the years, up to now, we've constantly grown the number of companies that have worked with us. So this really is quite interesting because those companies come from everywhere. We have Ford car manufacturing, we have bags, we have trousers, we have fleece, we have t-shirts. Everything can be made out of recycled polyester. The conclusion, and I'll bring you back to the title of this presentation, is whether recycled polyester is just a fashion trend, something that people want to use and that will disappear next year, or whether it's really a change. And we believe it's a real change in the industry. It's not a fad. Everything you can do in virgin today, you can do in recycled REPREVE tomorrow. It's not a problem. And using recycled products for any brand is a huge asset. It attracts consumers, it attracts customers, it's doing good for the environment, so it's definitely a very positive point. And the one thing that is important is to integrate the philosophy into the company from the top all the way down to the bottom. And that's it for today. Any questions, feel free, or if you want to come and see me later, no problem.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.